Let's pray together as we prepare for the Lord's table. Father, I praise you that you have allowed us to gather here today. Father, I praise you for the unity we have in what your Son has accomplished. Lord, if it was not for what you accomplished on the cross through your death and resurrection, we would not be here today. Father, I praise you for that. Lord, I pray as we meet today, as we prepare ourselves for the Lord's table, that we would give you glory that you deserve. And I pray this all in your Son's name. Amen. I realize today we have many visitors. I am glad you're here. Each week at Grace Bible Church, we share communion together. And today, as we do that, I would like to point out two things from the teaching passages of 1 Corinthians on the Lord's Supper. Two times, Paul records Jesus' words and says, "In remembrance of me." Do this, partaking of the Lord's Supper, in remembrance of me. As we prepare our hearts to remember our Lord Jesus Christ, excuse me, I would like us to consider two things. First, I'd like you to consider the grace reality of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. God made him, Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The understanding of Christ redeemed is that we have been purchased out of slavery by the payment of a price. Being purchased out of slavery is one of the New Testament's basic images to explain the meaning of Christ's death. His death was the purchase price that had to be paid. Because the price has been paid, believers have been taken off the slave market. We have been purchased by God and released from the slavery of sin, never to be held in bondage again. How about you? Are you trusting in that grace reality of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21? The second thing I would like you to consider the grace reality of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Not only did Christ's death pay the sufficient price of believer salvation, but Jesus' redeeming work on the cross provides the means of our continuing sanctification. How about you? Are you trusting in Christ for your sanctification? We are glad that you are here today, and we want you to know that if you have a profession of faith in Jesus Christ, we would want you to participate in the Lord's Supper with us. If you are relying on the finished work of Jesus on the cross, please partake. If you are here, though, and it's not your profession, or perhaps you have never heard or understood the grace realities of what Jesus accomplished on the cross, we would ask that you would allow the elements to pass you by. But I would also ask you to talk to the person that brought you here to explain the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. With so many visitors, I think I would regret also not reminding us of the realities of Jesus' description of those that love him and obey him from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, where Jesus describes a Christian, describes a believer as one who mourns, one who's sad over their sin. This is a wonderful time to evaluate yourself. Are you trusting in the grace realities of a Savior that died on the cross for salvation, who resurrected for the grace realities of your sanctification? The men are going to come down and they're going to pass the elements. Please hold them and we will take communion together.